Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
What'd that man say?
Fuck them.
What's up?
I don't know, son. Happy New Year.
This is the last show of the year?
Yes.
So, you know, they got a holiday safe ride program.
Is it like what they do here? Like if you're out and you drink too much, it's a penny ride or something?
There's programs all over the United States. California's all auto club territories. If you go to a link called preventDUIs.com, it's an online resource.
Right.
I'm having trouble with. They sent me a message. It'll be closed. It won't open until Thursday morning. So if we lose the show, we lose the show. Yeah, it's crazy shit going on.
Anything new going on out by you?
Yeah, new laws coming. I haven't got the whole list yet, but so, like, I did some. You know, I knew this. I hadn't seen it in a long time. But have you ever been to the cemetery and saw coins lying on a tombstone?
No.
There's actually a reason behind it. Coin left on the tombstones while visiting some cemeteries, you may notice the markings. It's certain grades of coin in them. They were left by previous visitors.
Oh, and wow.
For people who gave their life serving in America's military, and these meanings are varied depending on the denomination of the coin. The coin left on a headstone or a gravesite is meant as a message to the deceased soldier's family that someone else visited the grave to pay respect. Leave a penny simply visited. A nickel indicates you and the deceased trained at boot camp together. Well, a dime means you served with him in some capacity. By leaving a quarter at the grave, you are telling the family that you were the soldier. You were with him when he was killed. According to tradition, money left at graves in national cemeteries and state veteran cemeteries is eventually collected and the funds are put toward maintaining the cemetery or paying the burial costs for indigent veterans. In the U.S., this practice became common during the Vietnam War due to the political divide in the country over the war. Leaving a coin was seen as a more practical way to communicate that you visited the grave than contact your soldier's family, which can involve an uncomfortable argument over politics relating to war. Some Vietnam veterans would leave coins as a down payment to buy their fallen comrades a beer or play a hand of cards when they would finally be reunited. The tradition of leaving coins on the headstones of military men and women can be traced back as far as the Roman Empire.
Wow.
The only other thing is, there's a bunch of stuff I put up there about being drunk and driving, all kinds of, you know. But the thing that frosted me today was one of Obama's executive orders, 13603. Thanks to the NDNA and EO, Executive Orders 13603, there are now distinct ways to conduct mass roundups of citizens and place them in detention camps. Use of the children as bait to lure in the parents. Use of the Hessians to mass arrest Americans. Use of the Hessians to mass arrest Americans if the occupation forces desire to bring people to detention camps. The promise of food could murder many and design third wave of roundups. Artificial food shortages would certainly be enacted by cutting off the flow of foods to supermarkets. It would take less than a week to get millions of Americans to report to detention camps to get food. This unconstitutional executive order is particularly disturbing that it clearly states that the government has control over anything that is capable of being ingested by either human beings or animals. If you thought that you and Fido were going to get through the coming food crisis by consuming dog food, think again. How will farmers maintain the nation's food supply when all the fertilizer, their farm equipment, and all their vehicles are under the control of the president? Excuse me. Bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Yep.
So what's up over there? I think it was snowing.
Well, sorry. Laws are coming into effect on the 1st. Did you know that more people move out of the state because of jobs and taxes and everything than any other state? We ranked the 3rd. How cool is that? And yes, it's a $1,500 fine for a cigarette butt that gets flicked. And the laws are going to be crazy. Matter of how many.
Wow.
I don't know. Is Illinois trying to, you know, stay corrupt and collect more money? Of course they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the guy who tells you about the American dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy businesses just that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now, it's coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he's got another one.
I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing. And I gotta tell you folks, I don't get all choked up about yellow ribbons and American flags. I consider them to be symbols, and I leave symbols to the symbol-minded.
Are you there?
Yeah, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for George. What time is it? What time is it? Do people bother you with that? People bug you all the time, come up to you asking you, what time is it? What time is it? Bothers me, man. What time is it? As though I personally am responsible for keeping time. I don't know. Who knows? I got one of these, but I don't know. Nobody knows what time it is. What time is it? All the calendars are different. Chinese, Hebrew, Western. Nobody knows when it is. Might be the middle of last week, for all we know. When are we? We know where we are, but when are we? I don't know. Can't keep track. Time moves too fast. Give me an example. There's a moment coming. Not here yet. It's still in the future. It's on the way. Here it comes. Here it is. Oh. It's gone. There's no present. People say, what time is it? Well, do you mean now or when you ask me? There's no present. Everything is the near future or the recent past. Welcome to the present. Welcome once again to the present. And now the all-new. No wonder we can't get anything done. There's no time, man. Every time I sit down to work, the time changes on me. I call this piece advertising. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money-back guarantee, free installation, free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem. No kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape. No hidden charges, no down payment, no entry fee, no purchase necessary. No one will call on you. No payments or interest till December. And no parking. Limited time only, though. So act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last. Two to a customer, each item sold separately. Batteries not included, mileage may vary. All sales are final, allow 6 weeks for delivery. Some items not available, some assembly required, some restrictions may apply. Shop by mail, order by phone. Try it in your home. Get one for your car. All entries become our property. Employees not eligible. Entry fees not refundable. Local restrictions apply. Void where prohibited, except in Indiana. So come on in. Come on in for a free demonstration and a free consultation with our friendly professional staff. Our courteous and knowledgeable sales representatives will help you make a selection that's just right for you and just right for your budget. And say, don't forget to pick up your free gift. A classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet pocket flashlight. And if you act now, we'll
include an extra added free complimentary bonus gift, a classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet leather style wallet with detachable keychain and a pencil holder. It's our way of saying thank you. And if you're not completely satisfied, you pay nothing. Simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you. Keep your free gift. Actually, it's our way of saying bend over just a little further and let us stick this big dick into your ass a little bit deeper. People are fucking dumb. You can say what you want about this country, and I love this place. I love the freedoms we used to have. I love it. I love that. I love it when it didn't take a fucking catastrophe to get us to care for one another. I love the fact that we're on camera all the time from all angles. But you know what? You can say what you want about America. And I say I love this place. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't live in any other time in history or any other place. But say what you want about America, land of the free, home of the brave. We got some dumbass motherfuckers floating around this country. Dumbass motherfuckers. Yeah?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that doesn't include this audience. I understand that. You seem intelligent and perceptive, but the rest of them, holy jumping fucking shitballs. Dumber than a second coat of paint. And this ain't just ranting and raving. This ain't just blowing off steam. I got a little evidence to support my claim. It just seems to me, that only a really low IQ population could have taken this beautiful continent, this magnificent American landscape that we inherited. Well, actually, we stole it from the Mexicans and the Indians, but hey, it was nice when we stole it. It looked pretty good. It was pristine. Paradise. Have you seen it lately? Have you taken a good look at it lately? It's fucking embarrassing. Only a nation of unenlightened half-wits could have taken this beautiful place and turned it into what it is today, a shopping mall. A big fucking shopping mall. You know that? That's all you got.
You know, this is 13 years old.
Really?
Yep. It's like... it's like nothing's ever changed.
It doesn't seem that long. I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you've got here, folks. Mile after mile of mall after mall. Many, many malls. Major malls and mini malls. They put the mini malls in between the major malls. And in between the mini malls, they put the mini marts. And in between the mini marts, you got the car lots, gas stations, muffler shops, laundromats, cheap hotels, fast food joints, strip clubs, and dirty bookstores. America the Beautiful, one big transcontinental commercial cesspool. And how do the people feel about all this? How do the people feel about living in a coast-to-coast shopping mall? Well, they think it's just fucking dandy. They think it is cool as can be, because Americans love the mall. They love the mall. That's where they get to satisfy their two most prominent addictions at the same time, shopping and eating. Millions of semi-conscious Americans day after day shuffling through the malls, shopping and eating, especially eating. Americans love to eat. They are fatally attracted to the slow death of fast food. Hot dogs, corn dogs, triple bacon, cheeseburgers, deep fried butter dipped in pork fat and cheese whiz, mayonnaise, soaked barbecue, mozzarella, patty melts. Americans will eat anything. If you were selling sauteed raccoons' assholes on a stick, Americans would buy them and eat them. These people are efficient, professional, compulsive consumers. They think of that as their national pride. It's their civic duty. Consumption. It's the new national pastime. Fuck baseball. It's consumption. The only true, lasting American value that's left, buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need. So they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too fucking bright.
Well, I think things ought to be named for what they are. I think there ought to be a little more truth in names. You know, they've tried to clean up clean up advertising claims. Let him clean up some of the names like Excello and Acme and Ace and Top. Bullshit. Let things be called what they are. I like to bring out a new car, the 1977 piece of shit. A division of United Consumer Fuckers. Exposed to advertising in this country, you realize all over again that America's leading industry is still the manufacture, distribution, packaging, and marketing of bullshit. High-quality bullshit. World-class designer bullshit, to be sure. Hospital-tested, clinically proven bullshit. But bullshit nonetheless. And it always amuses me that so many people seem to think that bullshit only comes from certain sources. You know, advertising, politicians, salesmen. Not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. Law enforcement people are full of shit. The entire country is completely full of shit. In fact, this country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. That is what's known as being stunningly, stunningly full of shit. And you know, I think, and I think people show their ignorance when they say they want.
Hey, I'm gonna end up losing this.
Okay. So, are we doing a show Thursday? Or tomorrow?
I don't think there'll be any problems. Because according to the thing they sent me, they're having trouble with the snow and shit back there.
Okay.
Power outage. So, we'll talk to you guys next year.
All right. Happy New Year to you and Gina and your family. And we will then see us on Thursday.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, good night.